Scott always says that there are no mistakes. Our screw-ups, he'd lecture me, are intentional moves directed by our inner selves in order to find our true paths.
You are exactly where you are supposed to be, doing exactly what you should be doing.
It would have been nice to have this perspective 3 years ago, when my inner self was having a nightmare of a time navigating life. My outer self wasn't doing much better. When my patent leather loafers first stepped inside the plush offices of Global Partners, my nerves gave way to excitement. The investment bank's lobby was furnished with intricately detailed dark wood tables, low cushioned couches covered in luxurious, rich-hued fabrics, leather chairs, and large arrangements of white orchids tended to by a man in a short-sleeved green polo shirt. The view overlooking San Francisco Bay added to the top-of-the-world feeling rushing through me. I'd graduated from Santa Clara University a few weeks earlier, and working here was my silver bullet, the answer to my prayers. A path to the white picket fence, two kids, preferably twins, and the Mrs. Homemaker lifestyle that I'd wanted ever since I could remember. Until I found Prince Charming, I'd spend my time living it up Sex in the City style while working at Global Partners, the place that would lead me to parties, cute banker and stock trader boys, and offsite boondoggles. That was what I couldn't wait for. But those things never came. Instead, 3 months passed, filled with long, not happy hours, mind-numbing spreadsheets, and backstabbing Ivy League coworkers who seemed more interested in either mansplaining to or one-upping me than actually dating me. Worst of all was my boss, Jack Wynn. A man often wrong, but never in doubt. The 40-year-old Harvard-educated East Coaster had devilishly alluring green eyes and a physique that showed how seriously he took his hobby, training for triathlons. He was strikingly attractive in a powerful, rich Brooks Brothers kind of way. Although Jack was smart, it was his boys' club politics and cunning ability to schmooze that catapulted him into the role of head of technology and media investment banking. In fact, I wouldn't have gotten the job at Global Partners if Jack hadn't pulled one of his classic brown nose moves. Hire the kids of Silicon Valley CEOs to ensure Global Partners would win any of their dad's banking business. The confidence Mr. Wynn exuded made him the perfect investment banker. It also made him a frustrating boss. My second Tuesday of September had already started out rough after Jack's assistant approached me with the news that His Royal Highness doesn't approve of white slacks in the office. But according to Elle, only an idiot would give up her white clothes because of some outdated rule. The kind assistant then explained while trying to hide a smile that our boss found that few women could wear white slacks without their crotches smiling, and allayed my horror by assuring me that that didn't apply to me in this case. Nonetheless, she continued, Jack has an unwritten rule that he once followed. Later that day, the camel toe expert himself appeared at my desk for what I feared to be further white pants discussion. Instead, he said,
This needs to lead with the fact that they're a dating site,
while handing me a marked-up printout of a PowerPoint slideshow. I wanted to scream because this was the same project that had kept me at the office until the late hours the night before, the one that made me miss drinks with my friends, and the one I'd thought I'd finished weeks ago, but that each day came back to me with more changes. It was part of the window dressing that needed to be done for our client, an online dating service, before we began our search for a potential buyer. I looked at Jack's edit and took it upon myself to voice my opinion. But Jack, most of the target buyers already have their own dating properties. The only thing they're going to care about is our client's huge member base. They want more eyeballs on their properties.
Wow, you certainly go against the stereotype of meek Asian girls, don't you?
Jack said, laughing and nudging me as though I should have found humor in his joke. Anyway, you're wrong, I said. We should lead with our 50 million members, because that's the only reason they'd want to buy us. Jack turned his back to me and began walking away.
Just make the change, Sophia. Why do you have to make everything so hard?
Why do you always have to insist you're right? I replied, defiant. It irritated me to no end that Jack never made the slightest attempt to consider my perspective, that I might actually be adding some value. Jack stopped in his tracks, narrowed his eyes, and said sternly before walking away,
Do it now.
Defeated and angry, I turned around and hissed, Asshole, louder than I'd meant. My heart dropped for a moment. But when Jack didn't react, I returned to my frustrated state. I made the edit he asked for and emailed the new slide to Jack, fully expecting other changes to come back to me within minutes.